Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, what epidemiologist Harvey Risch from Yale says is hydrochloroquine doesn't just work, it works big time. It is a huge solution for protecting, by the way, the very class of people that represented virtually all the deaths in Connecticut. That is people over the age of 60, people over the age of 70, people in nursing homes, people in assisted living. That's virtually all the deaths, and that's what, according to Dr. Risch, hydrochloroquine, much maligned by Democrats and by the media, is excellent at doing, and he's part of a team of medical professionals trying to get it out there. David, hi.
Hi. Just calling about the hydrochloroquine. Last night I was actually watching a live feed out of UCLA. There were seven doctors that were talking about the hydrochloroquine and how great it was working on their patients. There was one of the practitioners who had 350 patients that were in the high-risk area that had COVID, and she administered the hydrochloroquine in the proper dosage with the zinc, and all of them were healed. And I posted this video, reshared it, and it was removed. And I posted it, and I sent it to my friends. They posted it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, why?
It's incredible.
If it's fake news or whatever, how come there's more fake news that stays up, but the real news that can even shed some light on maybe a different perspective of this? Don't get me wrong. I think the vaccines are great and all that, but why not give us another choice? They're totally taking this hydrochloroquine, and they're not even giving it to the availability. So I went online, and I said, let me see if I can find this. And it says, due to the directives from the boards of pharmacy, we are only dispensing hydrochloroquine to patients with a history of use of autoimmune disorder such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and prior to 3/1/2020, or a positive diagnosis of COVID-19. So I can't even buy this. And if you're a doctor and it's not in your scope, you won't even be able to get it as a doctor. And I'm kind of curious. I thought I had to come online and share this because it's incredible what's going on with this drug.
No, it's amazing. I mean, you talk about a rigged system. You just described it. The power, this is why central power is bad. It's why you want power broken up and spread out across the country in small units, because you don't want one person or one system rigging scheme or one leveraging point. So Dr. Risch from Yale, he says this is about the money. He says there's big money to be made with new drugs, and those companies are out there spreading their money around, controlling what drugs get talked about, controlling what drugs get researched, controlling what drugs get published in the journals. And that's a pretty scary top-down control over what should be a very market-driven democratic process.
So how do we do this? I mean, we got to get the word out. I mean, shows like yours, they're great. You're talking about it. If you were on social media, you would be snuffed out at this point. You're talking way too much about this drug right now.
Well, we'll see. I'm not live on social media, but I'm spreading the word on Twitter, and I will certainly post this, the interview we just did with Dr. Risch. I'll put that up on the Facebook page and tweet that out as well. We'll see what happens. I hope they do something like that.
Yeah, I missed that interview.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm gonna listen to it. I just got in my car and I heard you talking about it, and I had to call in because it just blew me out of the water how quickly they took that down. And it was a live feed. It wasn't something that was historical or anything. It happened last night. And even I think President Trump Jr., actually his son, was actually removed from Twitter. He's got a 12-hour ban for posting it. So
wow.
An interesting thing. So anyway, Jay, keep up the good work.
Yes, thanks so much for the call. By the way, I'll post Harvey Risch's Newsweek column now on my Facebook page. Just go to toddtalk.com, and that'll bring you to my Facebook, and you can see it there. Thank you, David, for calling. And, yeah, this is what is infuriating about people who win election to public office. Their job should be to push the truth. But instead, they get in bed with these bad guys who rig everything. And that's what's scary. If we have no mechanism that works for us, if the principles of democratic values, that is a market-driven political system where the marketplace is responding to what the consumers of politics want, if we don't have that, what do we have here? But a Soviet Union in a, you know, with a different costume on. Anyway, let's talk about that a different subject, but in a way, the same subject. Former State Senator Len Suzzio and candidate once again for State Senate Len Suzzio is here. And Len has worked when he was in the Senate and maybe since, I don't know, we'll find out right now, on electric issues and the cost of electricity. And there's a big outrage that just popped into my view this week. Oh, I think since the weekend, Len. What's going on?
Yes. Effective in July, new utility rates went into effect, and they were a doozer. Big increases in several items on your energy bill, your electric bill, that are dramatic. And I want to explain them to your listening audience, what they are and what's driving them. And let me begin by saying, if you think it's bad, it could have been even worse, except that we had a drop in generation costs, which partly offset the other cost increases that are going on. But don't worry, come January, those generation costs will go up again. There are basically two items in the bill, your utility bill, that reflect these increased charges. One's called the transmission charge, and the other's called the FMCC delivery charge. Now, to give you an idea, Todd, I looked at my June bill. My transmission charge in June was $20.96. In July, it's $32.15. So it went up by more than 50%. The FMCC charge in June was $12.78 on my bill. In July, it went up to $24. Again, almost double. So you look and say, what in the world is driving this? Well, there's two things. The transmission charge, the Eversource and United Illuminating are saying, well, look at energy consumption's down and we're charging you for the delivery. We're not getting enough money. We're not making enough money. So even though you've been conserving on your energy costs and we've been encouraging you to conserve on your energy costs, we have to penalize you because you were conserving so much now we can't make enough money. So what they do is they ratchet upward the costs or the charges for transmitting the electricity to your homes. And that
and who does that, Len?
Eversource and United Illuminating are the beneficiaries of that.
Now, but are they the ones that cause that increase to take place?
Oh, yeah. It's solely their decision-making. They maintain the high power lines and all that stuff. And they're saying, well, look, at when you're consuming 8 gazillion, you know, units of electricity, we distribute it among, you know, the 8 gazillion units. If you start conserving and saving money now because you're...
Then the unit price goes up.
Yeah. So they give it to you with one hand and they take it back with the other hand, but they take back more than they're giving even.
Okay. Tell us about the other part of this hike.
Okay, the other item on your bill is the FMCC charge. It's a congestion charge is what they call it. But that's got to do with a deal that goes back to 2018 in the legislature, Senate Bill number 9. It was a huge bill. It had to do with energy in Connecticut. And one of the driving things in it was they were concerned about potentially Millstone nuclear plant closing down. And as always in Connecticut, there was a big issue about carbon emissions. So Connecticut's operating under this mandate now where it wants to generate a certain amount of its energy from carbon-free sources. renewable energy sources, basically. And what they did was, in that legislation, they took it from 17% in 2018.
This is the amount that the state has mandated that must be used, that is generated from green energy sources. Is that right? So you're
right.
saying they've Renewal- elevated the green requirement from 17%
right.
to what?
To 40% by 2030. So they've been increasing at 1.5 to 2% a year. It's going to continue for the next 10 years. And so what's happening is the renewable sources of energy are much more expensive than the conventional sources, be it oil or gas or nuclear energy. So by mandating that a larger percentage of our electricity comes from these renewable sources, the legislature and politicians are mandating, in effect, that we pay a lot more for our electricity costs. Even though we don't get any benefit from it, it's going to cost us a lot more for the same energy usage. Now,
is there any, from based on your familiarity with this stuff, because I know you did a deep dive into rates a couple of years ago and how much people are paying in Connecticut for electricity. Do we know whether there is any benefit to the ratepayers for having these mandates that the liberal states do? Connecticut's not alone. This is the disease of liberalism, that they decide. They don't believe in democratic principles. They want to decide what is good for mankind, implement it in the way that you're suggesting, by requiring that people start buying green energy from renewable sources, even if the supply doesn't exist, because they want to create the supply. So they want individuals who are struggling already with the incompetence of the way Connecticut is run and how much that costs the average citizen. They want to add new costs by saying, we imagine a beautiful new future with John Lennon singing in the background that will have to do with all of our electricity coming from things that have no downside to the environment. And in order to get there, we're going to pay for you to give us the money to imagine this future more fully.
Yes. The one problem with that thinking, of course, is that a lot of these renewables resources, like, let's say, windmills, are not free from environmental damage. They do cause extensive environmental damage, notwithstanding the public image that they're clean. They're not that clean. Out in California, they have all these wind turbine farms. There's thousands of birds that are killed each year. In fact, some species are apparently threatened now because they're killed by these turbines that are,
On, Len Susio. Yeah. That can't be the case. We know the leftists wouldn't do that. They love the birds. Hold on a sec. We're talking to former state senator Len Susio. He is a candidate, again, for that state senate. We're talking about why your electric bill has skyrocketed all of a sudden. Stay with us on WTIC.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Yeah. That's what they love doing. They love rocking down to Electric Avenue and making big money. So we're talking to Len Susio about why your electric bill is skyrocketing. Is this everybody in the state? How is this parsed, Len Susio?
Yes, I want to just say there's three culprits in here as far as I'm concerned. One is the utility companies themselves for being greedy and what they are taking in terms of the transmission costs. Number two are the liberal politicians who impose these artificial high-cost energy sources for supposedly environmental reasons. And then the third thing is Dominion itself, which is the operation of the nuclear plant. Pura awarded them these contracts with a 12 to 15% rate of return guaranteed on it. I mean, that is outrageous under these times. You and I, if we went to a bank and tried to put our money into some kind of a savings account or CD, we'd be lucky if we get 1%. They're giving the generator of this a 12 to 15% rate of return with minimal risk associated with it. That I find Pura, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, a toothless tiger. They're supposed to advocate on behalf of consumers. They're in the pockets of the utilities. based on my experience, and not only in this particular situation, but a couple of years ago when I ran into the utility errors, the billing errors that they were charging, overcharging
yep.
hundreds of thousands of Connecticut consumers. And the same thing happened. Nobody cared until I started raising a voice about it. Well, the same thing applies here. So you got PURA, you got the liberal politicians, you got the utility companies, and you got Dominion Nuclear itself that operates the nuclear facility, getting an outrageously high rate of return.
Let's just be clear on what's going on here. As I understand it from what you've said, that this is a deal made between the state and the Dominion, the operators of the power plant, the nuclear power plant. And
right.
this, they kind of played the state by talking about maybe they were going to shut it down and
yes.
scaring the regulators and making the regulators think, oh, we better give them a ton of money so mm-hmm. that they don't shut this thing down. Right. That's your take on what happened.
Oh, it's definitely a big factor. It scared the daylights out of the legislators in southeastern Connecticut, of course, where the utility is located, and they were all 100% behind us, and that was their main motivation, to save the plant and the 1,600 or so jobs that go with it.
Okay, so this is a new tax on life in the state that is dramatic. I mean, you're talking about big money. We've had callers mm-hmm. calling and talking about their electric bills, and it's kind of stunning, Len. It's just amazing the degree to which those who hold power in the state don't care one iota about regular individual taxpayers and ratepayers mm-hmm. and the crushing race to get out of the state by certain people who just feel they can't afford to be here anymore.
Todd, an hour or two ago, I sent you a video recording of the Senate floor debate about this bill when it occurred in 2018. In that debate, I questioned the sponsor, Senator Winfield, about the impact on consumer bills of these high-cost energy sources, and he wasn't prepared to answer it. I thought for sure other senators would question it. No one else did. The debate on this monster bill, which has billions of dollars of implication for Connecticut consumers, lasted 10 minutes. It is a scandal, in my opinion. The legislators didn't do their job, and they should be held accountable by the public as well.
All right. Anything else you want us to know before you leave? We've got 1 minute.
Well, number one is I would say people should make the phone ring off the hook, particularly in the governor's office, because the politicians have got to know that there's a price to be paid. There's an election coming up in November, and the incumbents who voted for this ought to be voted out of office, in my opinion. At least they ought to be held accountable, and people should be asking them, why is Dominion entitled to a 12 or 15% rate of return? Why are we escalating our renewable energy portfolio to 40%? Unheard of standards, unrealistic standards that are going to dramatically impact your wallet. And this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. The next 10 years, every year, you're going to see an increase because of these ridiculous, artificially imposed standards.
Former State Senator Len Susio, soon to be State Senator Len Susio, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Todd.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.